Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Bizarre commentary in an Idaho courtroom today where a mother was sentenced for murdering her own kids. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Lori Vallow-Daybell finally broke her silence about being convicted in the murders of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. She spoke just before a judge sentenced her to life in prison without parole.
Jesus Christ knows the truth of what happened here. Jesus Christ knows that no one was murdered in this case. Accidental deaths happen. Suicides happen. Fatal side effects from medications happen.
Attorneys tried arguing she was just misunderstood. Actor Paul Reubens died.
Privately, he says he was battling cancer, but many will remember him as Pee-wee Herman.
I don't make monkeys, I just train them.
Dressed in his trademark gray suit, red bow tie, and white loafers, Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson.
He was absolutely ageless. He dressed like an adult. He looked kind of like an adult, but of course he behaved like a child.
Paul Reubens was 70.
But CBS's Matt Piper tells us controversy tainted his career over the years, including arrests for child porn and indecent exposure. Prices at the pump are climbing this summer. WANF-TV reporter Josh Skinner's in Atlanta.
With prices on the upslope, Metro Atlanta residents like Lenny Lopez and his Jeep Gladiator are getting socked in the wallet.
It used to be $60 to fill it up. Now I'm paying about $80. I don't even want to come outside no more.
Nationwide, AAA says regular gas averages about $3.75 a gallon. The Southwest is getting a break from the brutal heat. Meteorologist Tom Frieders is with the National Weather Service.
We're still talking about temperatures well above 100. The core of the heat has kind of shifted a little bit to the east and centered over Texas now, as we're more influenced by some monsoon thunderstorms.
The property manager at Mar-a-Lago is now the third defendant facing federal charges in former President Trump's classified documents case. Carlos de Oliveira is accused of scheming with Trump to delete security footage investigators wanted. He didn't enter a plea today because he doesn't have a lawyer. A bright X sign at headquarters formerly known as Twitter is gone after neighbors complained.
I thought it was lightning and I was very confused.
It was basically a giant strobe light.
Watermelon sugar high.
Harry Styles donated more than $6 million to charities after wrapping his big tour. It was one of the highest grossing concert tours ever, with more than 5 million people attending around the world. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Kentucky Fried Chicken's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. An extra crispy filet loaded with hickory smoked bacon, cheese, crispy onions, and sweet honey barbecue sauce. It tastes just like summer, but like the good part of summer. Not leaving the tent door open and waking up to a swarm of mosquitoes, two chipmunks, and one very, very large woodchuck. Anyway, try KFC's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. It's a barbecue in every bite. That's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating locations, while supplies last, prices may vary.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 55. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday with storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The democracy movement. And folks, I'm delighted to have back tonight Luann Bird, who has been very active in the democracy movement in Wisconsin. So welcome back, Luann.
Well, thank you for having me, and hello to everyone out there. Hello, friends.
So, Luann, last time you were on, you were involved in a race for the assembly district against Bob Donovan. Yes?
Yes, I was. I was and, very, and Bob, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it was a very busy and exciting time.
Right. For and sure. You had a very good showing, but Bob Donovan won, and he has, now part of this Republican sort of tyranny, as I see it, with these rigged, unfair maps. And I'm assuming he's going to be voting for this budget that they've just passed in, or they're just, I know they haven't passed, but came out of joint finance that gives so many billions to the top earners in our state, ignores the middle class, all that after a shared revenue plan that really, really hurt Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee by attacking, you know, some things that have been near and dear to folks in the city. But you're out here, you're still very, very active.
Yes.
And I know that you have your eyes on that seat of Donovan. So what do you have to say to Mr. Donovan and what the latest? What's it look
well,
like?
Well, the first thing I did after I lost was go to his swearing in, which he held right here in Greenfield, because I wanted to. Well, he's my legislator now, so I wanted to make sure that I stay in touch and involved. And then a constituent in our district, Dr. Catherine Wilkinson, and I, she wanted to set up a meeting with him because she's a trauma surgeon and she sees all these kids dying coming into the ER and they're dying from gun violence. And she had this set up list of bills that she wanted Bob Donovan to sign on to. And they were, and she called them low hanging fruit, things like gun locks so that children, when there's children in homes, background checks, nothing that would take your guns away, but things that would keep make us safer and save lives. And she had done her research and her homework. So I set up a meeting with Bob at Zeb's. I think it was in December. He hadn't been in very long. And we had a conversation about guns. And then I went to his listening sessions that he held. And I've been talking with him about budget and priorities and things, because I feel like, for those of you that voted for me out there, I'm your voice, because I got 49% of the vote, which tells me that half of the people in this district really care about the things that I do. And it's been helpful to have that kind of power and to feel that influential. I've also found it to beneficial to have a relationship with Bob, because now what has come up is several bills that I've been talking with him on. And it sounds like he might sign on to the Extreme Risk Protection Act. No, it doesn't sound like. His aide told me he's signing on to that bill that Representative Andraca introduced last week. So I say the election was over. It was very hard to go to that swearing in, but I was like, the election's over. Now let's work on some issues. That's how I approach it. So I'm keeping in touch, you bet, on that and a lot of other issues.
So I'm looking here, and behind your left shoulder, I see bird on a wire. What's bird on a wire? Conversation on hope, civility, and action.
Well, when I lost the election, I did kind of a thank you tour, and I met with different people that had voted for me, or different friends that were involved in my campaign. Went to doors again and thanked people. And one of the people I reached out to was Dan Schaefer at the Recombobulation Area, because he had written an article called Bird on a Wire about me. And it was very well done. I mean, he came on doors with me. I felt like he understood what I was trying to do, which was not just beat someone, but to really change something, to really crank the corner back, the direction around. Instead of destroying democracy, we really have to protect it and rebuild it. And the way I was doing that was building some civility into the process and, getting to know people and listening. And then he writes this article. So the election's over, and he says, Lou, we met for coffee and we both felt so bad. And he says, well, why don't you do podcasts? And I said, well, he said, I think you should keep the conversations going. And I said, you're right. And of course I would do that, but I don't know how. So he said, well, I can produce them, and then you can, he'll put them up on the Recombobulation Area. We reached out to Civic Media, who became the major sponsor, so that we could make that happen and make it free to all the listeners. And we did a series of 10 Bird on a Wire podcasts on all different topics with all different people that I knew or met along the way in the campaign. Now, so those are done. And today, Dan released what he calls a bonus one. We're right at the end. He said he had to come back to the birdhouse here and do one more to wrap up talk about what we learned, how powerful those conversations were, and what's next. So that's what that's all about back there, Bird on a Wire. And now we're going Bird on a Wire on tour. For the summer, we're doing these in people's backyards or, in people's homes, wherever we can reach out and talk to people about civility, hope, and action.
So I saw a post Wednesday, June 28th, 6:30 p.m., a Bird on the Wire live tour with Tyler Kelly?
Yes.
So who is Tyler Kelly, and what's this subject?
Well, the tragic news is that my nephew took his own life with a gun not very long ago in May. And I went to the Emergency Gun Summit in Milwaukee, and Tyler Kelly had moderated a session with a bunch of college kids and high school kids on the effect of gun violence on our youth. And it was called The Lockdown Generation. And I was so moved by that I invited Tyler to come. He's young, he's an activist, he's been working on gun violence for 6 years. So I figured he'd be a great person to come and talk to my friends in my backyard. It's open to the public. So if people would like to come, it's at 6:30. We're just going to have a conversation and then we'll engage the audience in some way, shape or form. Or we might just have a little social where everybody can just, you know, talk about what they just heard, what they think. And I'm really interested in what people can do as a result of learning more information on gun violence and its effect on our youth. So that's Wednesday.
So the going back to Mr. Donovan, where do you think he stands on this issue of what is the, put it this way, what is the civil way to handle these gun issues?
Just like you and I are doing. Civility means, you know, you're kind and you talk and you listen. It doesn't name call. It doesn't, I mean, you can even get mad. Anger is a very big part of who we are as people, especially at injustice. So civility would call for civil, what you might call civil conversations where you're, you know, engaging around an issue, you know, for a purpose. Now, I went down to Madison last week, I think it was, they had, when they introduced those bills, they had a press conference. And I went down there and I, you know, they did this beautiful press conference in the assembly chamber. It's like probably the fourth or fifth time they've introduced this same set of bills. And now when I got done with that, I went right down to Bob Donovan's office and talked to his aide, Stefan, which were, you know, we're friends. I told him the story. I think civility is also, you know, having some empathy. I believe people care. And so I told Stefan about what happened to my nephew and some of the details around, you know, my niece's, well, his daughter's trying to get a gun away from him. And they couldn't because there's no law in place that says if you're a risk to yourself or someone else, they can take that gun away temporarily. And they couldn't get it away from him. So now here he is, he's gone. And Bob Donovan's Stefan was so nice. He said, do you mind telling me what happened? And I.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
We return from Athletic Park as game number two upon us here on this Monday evening doubleheader. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game just not too long ago that finished up. The Raptors took down the Woodchucks 5-0. Each team had eight hits, but Wisconsin Rapids, they really were on top of it. They had a grand slam from Brendan Bobo in the top of the sixth and then a sac fly RBI in the seventh. They won 5-0, so a big win for them. They shut out Wausau for the first time here at Athletic Park, the second time they've done that this season. So here we go. Game number two here in front of us as Garrett Brunstetter, the pitcher, who will be on the mound. So Brunstetter, a guy, a freshman out of Louisville, Kentucky, from Western Kentucky University. And he'll set in and throw on a ball on Ty Johnson, who leads off. So Brunstetter, a game appeared in, 1 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed a hit, a run, and two strikeouts. The second delivery, and it comes outside for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 here on Ty Johnson. Johnson, a 264 batter, and he'll go down and he'll see a ball once more, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes. Ty Johnson last game went 1-for-4 with a double. And he'll see a strike this time. So the left-hander Brunstetter works in a strike. So you have, for the Woodchucks, you have Ryan Blackwell behind the plate for them. Jake Baker at first. Jacob Booz at second. Andrew Jimenez at third, and a hit by a pitch there from Johnson. He'll take first. So Ty Johnson now at first. And that it's a good start for the Raptors here. So Jimenez at third. Christian Mitchell at shortstop. Trent Van Ness at left. Dwight Allen at center and Drew Birkeland at right field. So batting second in the order is Jorge Degatti. So Degatti now, he'll see a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count here on Jorge Degatti. It's going to be Nick Paulson on the mound for the Rafters as Degatti flies us away right side. There was questions if it would be Haberstock, but Paulson got signed today, the left-hander. And if you remember him, he was a guy that was here on a temp contract for the Rafters. So he'll be back on the mound. We'll see him shortly. Only 7 innings this game. So Brunstetter, a ball and a strike, and the 1-1 a check off over to Johnson. So Brunstetter, only in his second appearance. A dominant showing for the Rafters in the first game. Looking to do that here once more. Brunstetter throws outside, and it comes in for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike. And the count is at 2-1. Brunstetter looks and serves high and above the zone on an elevated ball at 3-1. So right now, a chance here, one more ball comes in. That could possibly put runners on first and second, or it will put runners on first and second. And the 3-1 up above the zone for ball 4. So not a good start for Brunstetter. Degatti to first, Johnson to second. And Brendan Bobo is due up, had his first grand slam for the Rafters this season. A guy that's up to 28 home runs as Ross Davis, the pitching coach, having a word with his pitcher early, Brunstetter. But I'll tell you, Wisconsin Rapids, a chance for them to get up early in this game and a big win just not too long ago. 5-0, first time they shut out Wausau here at Athletic Park, second time they've done it this season. It was the largest margin of victory they've had over the Woodchucks also this season as well. And it was really that sixth inning. I mean, they had Jensen got a hit, and then you had Johnson who got on base via error, Degatti with a hit, and then when the bases became loaded, Brendan Bobo was due up and absolutely cranked it to right field. So he's due up right now. Runners on first and second. On deck is Lordoy, and a pass ball that goes away. Runners get to second and third to the left. So already the Rafters looking to draw first blood. You have Degatti at second, Johnson at third. A 1-0 count. So Rafters, they can get up early. Wausau's lost 6 straight. They've committed 19 errors in the past 6 games, including 2 in the game before. The 1-0 swing and a miss. Bobo up top. So Garrett Brunstetter in his second appearance. Louisville, Kentucky native. Heading into his sophomore season, a 5.4 ERA. He's only faced 8 batters prior to today. But right now, and a bit of an issue. Nobody down. The 1-1 to Bobo. Lower the zone at a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike. It's important for the Rafters to get an early lead in this game because only 7 innings. Those 2 innings do make a difference. The 2-1 from Brunstetter. Down the plate, 4 strike, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. The count runs at 2 apiece. Degatti at second, Johnson at third. Nobody down. And Garrett Brunstetter, 14 pitches. The left-hander. The 2-2 to Bobo. And bounces low in for ball 4 and for ball 3. And the count runs full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Degatti at second, Johnson at third. Both were on base, not by a hit. Johnson was hit by a pitch. Degatti was walked. The full count to Bobo. Bounces low in the dirt for ball 4. So really hasn't gotten anything going. Johnson was hit there, and Bobo and Degatti were walked. So already you have Lordoy, Johnson at third, Degatti at second, Bobo at first. Orlando Lordoy is due up. And Lordoy, he'll see a ball. 1-0. So Lodori last game went 0-for-3, had that sack fly RBI. And bases loaded. Brunstetter will set the 1-0 and just lower the zone for a ball 2-0. So Garrett Brunstetter can't find the strike zone, and I'll tell you right now, a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 from Brunstetter up above the zone and a ball 3-0. So one more ball sends in Johnson. Rafters could get up in an early lead here.
Brunstetter's only thrown three.
The count runs at 3-0. Runners at first, second, and third. Brunstetter, the 3-0. Low of the zone for ball four. Lordoy to first. Johnson walks home, and the Rafters take an early 1-0 lead. Bases reload. And Garrett Broussard is due up. In game one, he went 1-for-4. One run already for the Rafters. Brunstetter sets, and there's a strike across the plate. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 count.
Utah Valley University.
Brunstetter will set the 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball from Broussard. You have to imagine Degani's going to chase home now. And the catch there from Alan Degani on his way home. The throw to third, but Degani will walk home. So Jorge Degani gets the second run for the Rafters in front 2-0. So a sack fly RBI from Broussard. Anthony Gallison now. He'll step in. Gallison last game, he went 2-for-4. So he's really started to swing the bat a lot better, batting at 277, 16 RBIs for him and 21 strikeouts. And Gallison will see a ball low from Brunstetter. In for about 1-0. So Gallison yesterday, two home runs, a two-run shot in the fourth, and then a solo shot in the eighth. So Gallison really started to find his rhythm here. Brunstetter, the 1-0, down the plate for a strike, 1-1. So a ball and a strike with one down, and count runs at one apiece. One gone. The 1-1, and bounces away from Blackwell. Able to make that catch, though, as kind of went off his chest. But that actually does come in for a strike. Gallison swung at that, 1-2. One gone. Ball, two strikes. Brunstetter looking for his first strikeout. Has already given up two runs. And the 1-2. And bounces off Blackwell. In for a ball, 2-2. Brunstetter still trying to find his rhythm. He's given up two runs, walked four batters.
Colts Neck, New Jersey native.
Count runs at two apiece. Garrett Brunstetter, the left-hander. On the third base side of the rubber. Steps to 2-2, swing and a miss. Gallison goes after it up top. So first strikeout of the day for Garrett Brunstetter. As this brings up Kyle Carlson. Carlson batting at 235, 8 RBIs for him. He's been struck out 24 times. But the Piedmont College product, who is also on a temp contract in his first part of the season. And then Carlson will see a changeup. 0-1. So Carlson returning for his second stint with the Rafters. And today he's at first base. On deck is the designated hitter, Bornick. Runners take second and third, and they do. Lordoy to second, a great jump there. Bobo to third. And now two in scoring position. So count is at one apiece. Two gone. Brunstetter, the 1-1. Inside with a ball this time. 2-1. So Brunstetter now at 30 pitches, five more pitches, and then he would have to leave the game Because that's the rule in Northwoods League, 35 pitches in an inning. You cannot come back in. The 2-1, swing and a miss, slow. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Two outs. And the count runs at two apiece. Sets the 2-2 from Brunstetter. Down the plate for strike three. So he gets Carlson out. Two strikeout inning for Brunstetter, but he gives up two runs. Rafters get home on a Lordoy who was walked, which was an RBI to bring in Johnson. And then a sac fly RBR from Broussard to send in Degatti. Early 2-0 lead right at the bottom of the first on WFH.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, dot biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the first, a early 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Paulson will get on the mound for the Rafters. And a guy that hasn't appeared for Wisconsin Rapids in quite some time. He's had his last appearance was back on July the 1st. He went an inning and a strikeout. But in total this season, he's had 9 games appeared in with a 1-0 record. 19 and a third innings of work. Has allowed 22 hits, 7 runs, but 11 strikeouts. A 2.79 ERA for the left-hander out of University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. So he stands tall at 6'3". So leading off for Wausau is Dwight Allen out of Alpharetta, Georgia, and the Georgia Bulldog. And Paulson goes to work, throws up above the zone, and his first pinch since July the 1st is a ball. But how about it? Rafters in front, 2-0. And they just play good defensive baseball from here on out. And then Paulson sets high again, and a ball this time, 2-0. So Dwight Allen up in this count, 2-0. Has been doing really well. Has had 3 hits on 5 at-bats, with also 3 runs. Has been walked 4 times. So the redshirt sophomore, he played for the Woodchucks last season, where he had 2 hits on 33 at-bats, but already with 3 hits on 5 at-bats. And there is 4 straight balls. Allen to first. So Drew Berkland now batting at 289, 29 RBIs for the right fielder. So Berkland, 37 hits, and the Minnesota Golden Gopher from Wayzata, Minnesota. And here comes Allen, and Allen on his way to second. The throw from Smigalski, the tag from Johnson, he gets him. Dwight Allen thought he could steal the base, and what a play there from Smigalski over to Johnson. So the catcher from Georgia tags out the Georgia Bulldog. So one down, And no balls a strike. Allen just a little bit come up empty here. The 0-1 from Paulson. Up above on a ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. And the count runs at one apiece. One gone. Nick Paulson, the left-hander, the 1-1. And a swing and a liner into left field. Gallison chases it down and makes the easy catch for two down. So a fly out into left, and this brings up Colin Brigham. So the DH, Colin Brigham. Oh, went 1-for-4 last game with a strikeout. So the left-hander. Bottom one, Paulson sets, and a fly ball out left field and out of play. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count with two down. Two runs already for the Rafters. Wausau has not scored a run today. The 0-1 from Paulson. Swing and a miss up top. Brigham gets him. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. The 0-2. Swing and a miss once more. Nick Paulson records his first strikeout. We head to the top of the second. Rafters go three up and three down. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
So top of the second inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. James Bornick, he'll be stepping in and making his third at-bat. He's 0-for-2. He had two at-bats against Green Bay on July the 29th. But the sophomore out of Marion University here in Wisconsin and a native of Green Bay. So ahead in the count 2-0. So Brunstetter on the left-hander, Bornick. And Brunstetter the 2-0. And a swing and a liner into right field. So good start fair for James Bornick today. And a base hit. A low line drive into right field. And Bornick starts off with a base hit. Raptors already up 2-0. So David Smigelski batting at 250. He's at an RBI. He's been struck out three times. So the catcher, Bornick at first. Brunstetter has given up a hit in two runs and works low on a breaking ball and can't find the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Looking and firing, and a swing, and a ball pops up into the first baseman, Baker, and makes the grab. So one down, and a 1-0 count.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by
And, well, going down is Smigalski. So top of the order with Ty Johnson. Walked his first time up, and he'll see a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike with one gone. At first is Bornick. The 0-1 from Brunstetter. Out low for a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Here, one down. The 1-1, and low, and goes away from Blackwell. Comes in for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, with one out. At first is Bornick. The 2-1, just up above the strike zone. Now 3-1, so Johnson on the verge of getting walked back-to-back times. A hit from Bornick, he stands at first. The 3-1 home, and Johnson hits a high, towering fly ball in towards the shortstop. Mitchell makes an easy catch. The second out. So Jorge Degatti walked his first time up at the plate. Here in the second, as the Raptors now down to two outs. At first is Bornick, one away here at top of the second. Brunstetter looks and bounces a ball low on the first pitch in the dirt. 1-0. 1-0 count. Brunstetter, running up to 43 pitches, has given up a hit and two runs, and a swing and a line drive into center. Jorge Degatti, another hit for him. So Degatti got a hit, yes, it hit last game, and then does once more. Brendan Bobo walked his first time up at the plate. 2 down. So Bobo drew a walk, grand slam last game, and he hits a hard ground ball over to the shifted second baseman Booz and throws it over to first for the third out. So Raptors still in front 2-0, a hit from Bornick, but they don't cash it in. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 55. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday with storms possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 78.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Walk
pitches to lead off the inning. Nick Paulson only faced
bottom of the second. Nick Paulson will go to work, and he'll face Jake Baker, who sees a strike. Baker last game went 2-for-4 with a double. So a 263 batter. You'll see an 0-1. Change up low at a ball 1-1. So Rafters retire the side of three batters. Even though Allen got walked, he got thrown out at second. And then a fly out to left and a strikeout. So Paulson with already one strikeout. And the 1-1 to Baker. Outside for a ball. 2-1. So two balls a strike. Two runs, two hits already for the Rafters. The 2-1. And a swing and a ball lifted high into right field. And that goes off the wall. On his way to second now is Baker. The throw from Lordoy. And Jake Baker with a double. So just like he got a double in game one, he does so here in game two. And now puts himself in scoring position. And wow, Jake Baker really swung the bat a lot better here. So he does his job. This brings up Christian Mitchell. So Christian Mitchell batting at 250, the shortstop with five RBIs. So Mitchell is at 12 hits on 48 at-bats out of Central Michigan. So the Chippewa from Romeoville, Illinois, and fouls this back behind home plate. So Mitchell, the shortstop. Baker at second. That's the first hit of the game for the Woodchucks. Paulson looks over at second now. The 0-1 and above the zone at a ball this time, 1-1. That's the first hit Paulson has given up. First hit this game for Wausau. Paulson, the left-hander. Lefty on righty, the 1-1. And there's a strike, 1-2. Wausau still looking for their first run of the day. They were shut out in game one. Count runs at 1-2. The 1-2 and a swing and a ball in between second and third. Gallison comes to cut it off, but getting to third is Baker. So back-to-back hits, Mitchell to first, Baker to third. Runners at the corners, and Wausau on the verge of getting their first run not only today but in this game. So now bringing Andrew Jimenez. Out of South Elgin, Illinois, in the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee products. A 188 batter, two RBIs for him. Paulson gives up back-to-back hits and then throws a first pitch ball up above the zone. So Jimenez, six in the order. A little bit of a Wisconsin magic here. UW Stevens pointing at UW-Milwaukee. As the 1-0 and popped away right side. So two guys that play in the same division in the WIAC. So, runners at first and third. Paulson looks at first. And there's the first pitch. Second pitch, out and away. A ball at and a strike, 1-2. So a ball fouled. A ball, two strikes. So two strike count, runners at first and third. Wausau knocking on the door. Trent Venez on deck. The 1-2 swing and a miss up top. Going down is Jimenez. Nick Paulson, his second strikeout. And that puts one down. So Trent Venez out of Two Rivers, Wisconsin. And this is an interesting matchup here. Both Wisconsin Stevens Point guys going at it. So collegiate teammates here. We've seen this quite a bit in the Northwoods League. Both college teammates facing off. Venez, no hits on two at-bats, so the junior from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and a foul ball. So no balls, a strike. So collegiate teammates here. Always gives you kind of an extra motivation when you play your teammate from college. Two walks for Van Ness, and the checkoff over at first. So Mitchell at first, Baker at third. Woodchucks still looking for their first run. 2-0 Rafters lead. Paulson The 0-1 out above, out of ball, a breaking ball that can't find the upper edge of the zone, 1-1. But I tell you, we'll see if Paulson can get the better of his teammate here. Runners at first and third. The 1-1 to Van Ness and flies his right side, 1-2. So Nick Paulson looking for his third strikeout. Count runs at 1-2. A ball, two strikes with one down. Here comes Paulson. Steps the 1-2 out and away. Can't find that right side, just a little bit off the edge. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The count runs at 2 apiece. Paulson, the 2-2. And there is a curveball right down the plate. He gets the better of his collegiate teammate, Van Ness. Paulson sends him down. Now there's two down. So back-to-back strikeouts from Nick Paulson. And this brings up the catcher, Ryan Blackwell, batting a 227, three RBIs for him. So Blackwell, five hits, five walks, has been struck out eight times out of Oral Roberts. As a swing and a bouncer over to charging to Gotti and throws across his body to Carlson at first, and he gets him. So no run score. Jorge DeGotti does his job there, fielding that ball. But two strikeouts again for Boston. We head to the top of the third. Rafters in front, 2-0.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the third inning, as Wausau was on the verge of getting at least a run home. They had runners at the corners with nobody out, but three straight outs for the Rafters. What a save there from Jimenez, who struck out swinging. Van Ness struck out swinging. Nick Paulson has really had a good command, up to three strikeouts now. So leading off is Orlando Lordoy, who had a walk, which was an RBI, his first time up. So Lordoy, 2-11 batter in his debut against Kalamazoo, you know, back on July the 15th, had a solo home run in the right field. Each team with two hits, but the Rafters all important, two runs. Brunstetter sets, and the first pitch of the inning is a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike, 0-1 count. Looking in the 0-1, and down low, at a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Benedictine University at Mesa in
Lordoy, the left-hander. So lefty on lefty, Brunstetter will set in. And a swing and a miss up top. And he gets him there on a fastball. 1-2. So ball, two strikes. So Rafters in front in this game and winners of last game. You look around the league right now, you have Lakeshore in front over Madison 3-2. And then you have Green Bay and Fond du Lac tied up at 0-0. So we'll monitor those games and see how it goes on. The Raptors is right in playoff position as Lordoy down in this count 1-2. They're 12-11. So for them, it will be big for they can continue to win. Those teams can lose. They can jump up in a position here. The 1-2, and Lordoy will see a ball 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Brunstetter will set in. Turns, kicks in the 2-2, swing and a miss. Once again, Lordoy goes down. So that's out number one. Garrett Broussard had a sack fly RBI. A 225 batter at the plate. Has been struck out 40 times. One gone. Brunstetter works. And a liner up the middle into center field. And Garrett Broussard with a hit. So a sharply hit ground ball. So Garrett Broussard, how about it? Once again with a hit. This brings up Gallison, struck out swinging, 0-1. Raptors, though, up to three hits now. They've gotten a hit from Bornick, DeGotti, and now Broussard. And there's a first pitch strike there on Gallison. Two home runs yesterday. As up to three on the season, was the Northwoods League Player of the Night last night, rightfully so. So Broussard at first, the 0-1 from Brunstetter, and fouled just barely left side, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Gallison, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. On deck is Kyle Carlson. 0-2 is the count. Garrett Brunstetter, three hits, two runs, four walks, and three strikeouts. So it looks like that last pitch hit the catcher, Blackwell. And he seems to be okay for the time being. But looking at his left elbow here, but he had Angelo Santangelo. This is not the first time we've had an injury. You've had Angelo Santangelo leave the game earlier in the first where he looked like his elbow was bothering him, so he left. So, Raptors, I tell you, they can win today. They're already up to 13-11. And that would be huge because that would put them at 14-11. So, I tell you, I mean, well, no, 13-11. They were 11-11 coming into today. So, a win, and then now they would go up to 13-11, yes. So, that would be big right there. I mean, already Lakeshore in front against Madison 3-2. So, if Lakeshore can hang on and Green Bay can find a way to lift themselves over Fond du Lac, that game's 0-0 on the top of the seventh, and the Raptors would jump in front. 0-2 is the count with one down. And just up above the zone. And they're on the third pitch, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes, one gone. At first is Broussard. The 1-2 to Gallison flies this away, right field side, and out of play. I tell you, I mean, Wisconsin Rapids, they can hang on this game. They'll put themselves in a good opportunity with the off day tomorrow. They visit Wausau here again on Wednesday. Brunstetter, the 1-2 to Gallison, and a ground bouncer up towards center field. And back-to-back hits for the Raptors. Here they come once more. Offense has really started to click. Kyle Carlson is due up. Broussard to second, Gallison to first. Four hits now. Two runs in the first. So now the Raptors once again with runners on first One down. Brunsetter will have to send. He's already given up four hits. He'll look, deliver. There's a breaking ball. Just can't find the strike zone. 1-0. So Carlson did not appear in the first game. So the first baseman, one down. The 1-0 from Brunsetter, and a swing and a ball bounced in towards the shortstop, Mitchell, who throws it over to first, and he gets Carlson, but the runners advance to second and third.